Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Brought to you by Bud Light. Heartbreaking loss for Penn State. Fell short to Notre Dame 27-24. Fighting Irish move into the championship game. With the score tied at 24, Penn State's Drew Aller picked off under a minute to play, and the Irish would kick the game winner to advance. Aller did not complete a pass to a receiver in the game. Jalen Hurts, full participant in practice. Eagles set to face the Packers Sunday in the wild card round. Jordan Love, the same for Green Bay. A.J. Brown did not practice. And the Flyers dropped a four straight 4-1 to the Stars. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight for the Bud Light Wild Card Eagles Pep Rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise. Weather brought to you by the Laborers District Council Lesset Fund. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 24. The Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, it's a really big one. Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field, where we've seen some spectacular Eagles postseason moments and obviously some heartbreakers through the years. Eagles have lost a couple home games there, including in 2019 when Carson got injured early and the backup quarterback McCown got injured and the whole game kind of went off the rails from there. But Eagles should take care of business and I think will on Sunday. But don't take it for granted, man. Don't take it for granted. Green Bay can play and Eagles could have a bad day. It happens.
We play better. We're tougher. We're the bully. We're going to beat them up physically. This time of year, who's the beast? People talk about, hey, this time of year, the run game translates and defense travels and all that stuff. Yeah. We've got everything you look for this time of year, the toughest, biggest, strongest, meanest team. And I think back to week one, I think, you know, Josh Jacobs, what did he have? 84 yards on 16 carries. We didn't tackle well back then. Josh Jacobs.
No Cooper DeJean.
Right.
Right.
No, that move was not yet made. We were not yet the tough-minded defense that we see that's covering for each other's backs and every guy knowing where the other guy, you know, belongs and where their help is and everything else like that. You know, this defense feels like it's got something to prove. It watches that tape and, hey, we're better than that. Josh Jacobs this year averaged 4.4 yards a carry. Saquon, I don't know if you realize, 5.8 yards a carry.
Yeah, incredible.
That is ridiculous. But Josh Jacobs is a good back. Josh Jacobs, we have to stop him in order to do what we want to do here. So that is a priority.
And that's part of how Green Bay won last year. It wasn't Jacobs, but it was a similar level back in Aaron Jones. And he dominated that playoff game.
And so it really does come down to stand up, be a bigger, stronger man than the guy across from you, and who's going to move who, that's what wins this time of year. And I have total faith that we are the best team to do that this week.
To the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Brandon. Brandon, good morning to you, pal.
Josh Jacobs is going to be Daily Carter. Zach Bomb, baby. Happy Football Friday!
What up, Brandon?
Yeah, we're in the playoffs, baby. Wild card weekend. We're going to kick it off. They're coming down to South Philadelphia with the best defense in the league, baby. All right, listen. We got to slam the ball down their throat. We got to run the play action pass. Jalen Hurts should not be out there if he's not a threat to run. All this talk about, oh, Jalen Hurts just needs to pass the ball. He can't run the ball. If they see Jalen Hurts isn't going to run the ball, they're gonna load the box. They ain't going to worry about
it. He will, though. I'm not worried about that. I'm really not, Brent. I mean, listen, what you're saying theoretically could be in play after the concussion, but I doubt it. when, you know, when clear to play, and he is, he's gonna play the way he plays. My point is, I just want to see him run even more.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it, man. We're full steam ahead. We got one game at a time. We're not talking about the P word down Broad Street quite yet.
Yeah,
but we ain't gonna jinx it. You know what I'm saying?
The players can take one play at one game at a time. I focus on big picture. All right, Brandon. In the words of Keith Jones, what are the words of Keith Jonesy? Keith Jonesy is the wrong way to say it. What are the words of Jonesy, Brandon? What are they?
Give me one.
Give me one.
Oh man!
Let's go, Brandon. Give me one.
You put me on the spot, man. My brother-in-law.
Dude, all you got to say is six letters. All right? Six letters. Crank it up.
Oh, you got me on the spot right now. I got people.
Just do an Eagles chant, Brandon. It ain't that hard. Do an Eagles chant.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
All right, Brandon. Well done.
I don't think he knew what you were asking there. I think
we're
that
off
was
to a
issue.
Slow start, Joe. Yeah. That's concerning.
It's all right. Look, it was two years ago.
He came in hot.
He did come in hot. Maybe he's a new listener to the station and didn't know. So give me one for those that don't know. Jonesy would ask for years on
give me one
on the Angelo show for an Eagles chant. All right. Penn State, guys. Let's tackle it.
Wow.
So first off, I'll just start with this. It was a spectacular
football game. Great football.
I mean,
game,
it was one of the best games I feel like I've seen in a long time.
Penn State's defense was really fun to watch.
Incredible.
Both were. I mean, it was a really great game.
So, I mean, look, I'm not
second,
going to...
First half low scoring, second half goes nuts. Like, it was fun to watch.
I'm not going to crush Allard because I...
Because he's a kid?
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right.
I feel
right.
the same way, Jim.
Because,
no, I'm with you.
Because,
yeah.
James, I did that a number of years ago. Villanova had a player 20 years ago named Mike Nardi, and I thought
Mike Nardi,
bad tournament game. And he's been a Nova assistant, and he had a bad tournament game. And I said, as a talk show host, but also as a Villanova fan, after that game, I said, he played like a zero.
Ooh.
And then I realized afterwards that's not right to say about a college
kid. Joe, I'm so with you, dude.
Now these guys get paid now, so it's a slightly
little different, but still.
But I'm not gonna say what I would say about Allard if he was a pro. What I will say is this: he obviously held them back last night. And if he had played better, Penn State would have won the game.
And that last interception was about in the spot about as bad as you're gonna see.
I do think you can expect more from college athletes who are getting paid, and that was not good enough.
There's an argument. John, what'd you make of the game? I mean, it was an instant classic.
That was incredible.
And it was a bummer. If you like or love Penn, if you love Penn State, it's a heartbreaker. If you like Penn State, it's a tremendous bummer. John, your thoughts?
Well, just the fact that Penn State is there blew my mind, and they played so well. They were in that. I believe. Well, Penn State's up 10-0.
Yeah.
Heading in.
10-3 at halftime.
And then they scored. Yeah, then they got the field goal tacked it on. The second half felt so different. Notre Dame came out with a vengeance. I really like Notre Dame's head coach a lot.
I did too, Joe.
Let me tell you something. If I'm the New York Jets and I'm looking for a leader.
Yeah, yeah. Really impressive.
I'm knocking on that door, man.
But he's the type of guy who's going to say, you know what, I'm committed to the kids.
Maybe not.
Yeah, well,
a lot of money changes people's opinions.
Sure does.
Changes your commitment level.
Yeah.
Very impressive, man.
Yes.
Impressive team, impressive win. Just heartbreaker for us. I thought Tyler Warren, man.
Animal.
I wish he could have been more involved. You know, a tight end, you don't see him involved a whole lot in just football, period.
Think how easy,
six catches, 75 yards. Like, it could have been twice that.
But, John, think how easy to probably cover him when the wide receivers aren't that good and the quarterback literally doesn't complete a ball to the wide receiver.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they had to do, like, gadget stuff with him and all that to really get him. He's fast for his size, though. The way he took the stiff arm, the play where he did stiff arm, and then turned the corner somehow. I was like, that is strength, speed, all of it.
James, I was screaming, throw it away. And I was
throw it with your left hand and just throw it out of bounds.
Same. I think we all were. I couldn't believe he got around that corner.
Here's the deal. If you missed it, and I am very cognizant that at 6:25 a.m., there's probably a number of people listening right now that missed the game, either because, one, you didn't care, or two, because it was, on the somewhat late side.
Joe, I did the long nap yesterday,
no,
so I could stay up. I was like, this is too good of a game.
If you missed it, just know this. Two things. One, you missed a classic. And two, from a Penn State standpoint, you missed a heartbreaker. It was a phenomenal, not just college football game. It was a remarkable sporting event. Unfortunately, if you like or love Penn State, they lost. and they lost in excruciating fashion.
It was tie with under a minute
well,
to play.
Well, also the back and forth, the interception the one way, the interception the other way, the penalty, yeah. the whole thing. It was yeah. just like, oh, my God.
The back and forth in the, just the fourth quarter alone where you felt like one team had it or the other team had it. And the other it was wild.
That kid from Philadelphia, Abdul Carter,
I know.
He is a beast.
LaSalle, he's pretty good, yeah. Oh,
which we were talking about yesterday.
Yes. He's got that bend, you know what I'm saying?
Now he's got some Micah Parsons in him. He really does. All right, look, 215-592.
But the way that he looked means that he's going to be moving up.
Yeah, he's Kuiper's number two prospect in the draft.
Wow. Yeah.
And wait till he can use both arms and shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. His shoulder was
all right, bad. So if you want to react to the game, look, I know it's Notre Dame people out there want to crow, and you got a shot. I mean, guys, your team's in a national championship game. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I get it. And I will root for Notre Dame in the title game. So complicated, but I was really pulling pretty hard last night for Penn State. 215-592-9494. Your reaction on Penn State, Notre Dame, your preview of the Eagles and the Packers, plus your chance to win auto show tickets next. We'll get to that and your phone calls on all these topics. From Borgata, Jota Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94. And by the way, bad news on the Sixers. We'll tell you about that next on 94 WIP.
Hey, Rhea, I'm glad I had Window Nation come out and look at the windows in my kids' rooms, and they were able to tell me exactly which windows work for which spots. The bottom line is I need change. I need warmth.
And Window Nation makes installation super easy. Weather's not getting any warmer anytime soon. We can tell from this past week. It's been pretty brutal. I replaced all my windows with Window Nation. Best decision ever. The house is so much warmer now.
Heating costs are getting out of control. And if you're looking to save money, replace your old windows with energy-efficient ones from Window Nation. I couldn't recommend them more.
And do not forget about the financing. 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest and zero payments for 2 years.
Great point, and it's so easy to schedule an estimate, too. Just a quick call. They were out at my place in no time.
So if you're like John and you're thinking about new windows, now is the time. Window Nation's got top-quality windows and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau.
Get winter ready with Window Nation. Sale ends January 31st, so call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today.